long time ago, when Friday met Awesome, the two became inseparable. These are some of the sights and sounds from America's Veterans Day events on November 11th. From a parade in Washington, D.C., to star-spangled events nationwide, to a military flyover at Arlington National Cemetery, where U.S. President Joe Biden participated in the traditional wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. He said to be a veteran is to have endured and survived challenges most Americans will never know. Veterans Day is sometimes confused with Memorial Day. Both are marked by wreath-laying ceremonies and events honoring members of the U.S. Armed Forces, but Memorial Day is held in May and focused on those who lost their lives while serving in the military, while Veterans Day was designated for everyone who served or is serving in the armed forces. As part of that, some businesses, schools, and government offices were closed yesterday. Many that were open offered free goods and services for veterans, from breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, and coffee to free haircuts. As we mentioned yesterday, Veterans Day in the U.S. was originally named Armistice Day, marking the date in 1918 when fighting ended in World War I. And across the Atlantic, France held a somber ceremony in honor of its service members from the First and Second World Wars. Events were also held in Britain, which will mark Remembrance Sunday on the 14th.